This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Kentucky is wrapping up a good year with grain crops with increased yields in corn, soybeans, and wheat. University of Kentucky ag economist Dr. Grant Gardner says the grain market saw a correction in 2023.
We definitely had falling corn and wheat prices. A big reason for that is we came through COVID, had really high crop prices, and then we again saw those prices propped up by the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. And so those prices had to come down at some point, and that's really what we've experienced this past year.
Gardner says corn yields were up in 2023 in Kentucky, but prices dropped.
We are down $1.48 from a year ago. However, producers did have ample opportunities to lock in higher prices. This was definitely an atypical year. We don't see that downward trend for most of the year very often, but we did have it this year. A big reason for that is I call it the COVID recovery.
He said soybean production was the lowest since 2019.
On the demand side, we don't have as much problems on the soybean side as we do the corn side. We are still seeing some pretty strong exports. Additionally, some things that should add some excitement is we are seeing a lot of crush expansion in the United States.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Get in the holiday spirit with exclusive savings on genuine Case IH parts, service, and gifts. Delight the kid and everyone with $20 off every $100 spent on Case IH toys. Get $10 off the purchase of Case IH rechargeable LED work lights. And give the gift of organization with 10% off Case IH tool storage products. Visit your Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield to save on genuine Case IH parts, service, and gifts.
As a lending cooperative owned by farmers, Farm Credit Mid-America is committed to securing the future of rural communities and agriculture. That's why our customers have had access to agricultural loans, leases, and crop insurance from a lender who is focused on farmers' futures for over a century. Visit us online at fcma.com to experience what it's like to work with a lender who understands farmers' needs. Loans and leases subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender and provider.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts. Brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
UK ag economist Dr. Grant Gardner says 2023 was a record year for wheat production.
This was highly influenced by world economics and geopolitics. And so obviously we had high prices in 2022, but we also had some push on the first food security side.
He adds 2024 looks to be a more typical year for grain crops.
We should see prices increase as supply leaves the market and goes to the elevators.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and other social media and listen to podcast at youragedge.com. Apple, Google, or Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.